Euradio présente Europe in a Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today, we are going to talk about combating resistance in occupied Europe from 1939 to 1945.
In order to fight against the resistance, did the Nazis inherit previous practices?
The practices of German repression of insurrection movements first developed in the 19th century, with the increasing participation of non-regular fighters in the wars that the Germans considered illegal. Faced with a civilian mass rising, seen first in France in 1793, and then later from 1870 to 1871, the German armies reacted to the losses inflicted by these non-regular soldiers with a draconian retaliation. Taking of hostages, executions of civilians, expulsion, and even the destruction of entire villages. These measures put down to the necessity of war by Germany, but contested by other countries, resurged during the First World War, notably during the occupation of Belgium in 1914 and of Poland in 1939. The Germans thus considered the measures to be customs of war.
What was different about the repression of Soviet supporters?
In the spring of 1941, this supposedly legal framework was suspended in the preparation for the attack against the USSR. The crimes committed against the invaded civil population were no longer pursued with military justice. The captured Soviet political commissars had to be systematically executed. The Einsatzgruppen, SS units charged with keeping those behind the front line safe against supposed enemies, acted and killed under the shrouds of prevention and deterrence, spreading terror to nip the opposition in the bud, army or non-army. The Germans started to use these methods in the West from the end of 1943, in the face of the imminent arrival of the Allied forces in France. With regards to the East and Southeast Europe, these massacres stayed imminent on the Western Front.
Did the repression of the resistance serve as a pretext for committing crimes against civil populations?
Absolutely. From the summer of 1941 onwards, the action of the Einsatzgruppen took on a murderous dynamic on a huge scale, with massacres perpetuated with indifference, notably against the Jewish population of newly occupied territories in the East. This action, which, until the end of 1941, had had 500,000 victims, was thus the first phase of what was becoming the Holocaust. In order to justify the massacres, Jewish people were systematically associated with supporters of resistance, a pretext which was part of the Nazi propaganda against the Judeo-Bolshevik enemy. These practices then inspired methods of persecution in other territories.
What role did the local authorities play in the repression of resistance?
This role was important, notably in the West. In France, for example, the German occupiers sought strong support in the implication of local authorities, and the French and German police collaborated very effectively until the autumn of 1943, notably against the communist resistance. The French handed over a high number of people suspected of resistance actions against the Germans. After violent interrogation, the detained were executed or deported to camps of the Reich.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite on combating resistance in occupied Europe, 1939 to 1945, was created by Simon Perego, following the work of Barbara Lambauer. It was read by Ellen Weaver and translated by Owen Atkinson.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.